Welcome to the FT Alliance podcast series on fashion tech and recruitment processes. This podcast is with Audric Thomas, the technical director at Decathlon, in conversation with Dr. Michelle Donjou, the research and knowledge exchange coordinator at London College of Fashion.
Welcome, Audric.
Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. So first, if we could just hear a little bit more about you, Audric, your background and the type of work you're doing with Decathlon.
Yes. So my name is Audric Thomas. I am 30 years old, and I live and I work in France, in the Basque country, for Decathlon. I joined Decathlon 6 years ago. And for my personal part, I am very passionate about sports. So that's why I work for Decathlon. Lots of since my childhood, lots of racket sports, and now it's more outdoor sports like triathlon, cycling. So sport is a really important part of my life. And for my my study program, I have a textile engineering degree. So I learn technical textile and advanced materials in the north of France, in Lille. And after that, as I really wanted to work in sports and to develop some sport garments, I also study a master in biomechanics in the French Alps. So it's a master. We study some motricity and biomechanics because for me, I think that it's really important to link the human, his environment, and the product. So after this study, I joined Decathlon, so 6 years ago. In Decathlon, we sometimes and regularly you change a lot of job. My first job was to develop surf tops products for the surf brand. So now the name of this brand is Olayan for Decathlon. So the aim of the job is to develop, industrialize, and ensure the good quality of the product. After my these 2 years as a product engineer in Decathlon, I really want to discover management, and so I took the opportunity to lead a textile workshop in Decathlon in Hendaye, because we have this chance to have a workshop in our site. So I led some pattern makers and prototypists. So focus on textile and product manufacturing. I consolidated a laboratory project, because in Decathlon, when we sell the product, we sell product advantage too, and we have to guarantee that this product advantage are good and are scientifically proved. So I did this job during three years, and now since 1 year and a half, I am a technical director for Nabaji. So my job is to build the design strategy of the brand, and for that, in my team, we are 13 product engineers who develop all the Nabaji range, from the swimsuit to the hard training materials like paddles, kickboard, to train and to practice the swimming.
So it's actually really interesting for the listeners to hear a bit about your background, because you've obviously spent some time with Decathlon now, and you've worked in a number of capacities. And I wonder, to give a little bit of context to the listeners, you could say a bit more about the situation with brands within Decathlon. So you mentioned Nabaji, but I understand Decathlon as a very large company has many brands with different focus.
Yes. Decathlon, its history is to sell products. So at the beginning, we were more retailer than designer of product. And after this first part of selling products, Michel Leclerc and the boss of the company decided to design our own products to ensure the quality and to the satisfaction of our users. So they decided to create some sport brands. The most famous and the first was Quechua for the mountain sports, and after Nabaji, Trivor for the sailing parts. And so it allows to be more focused on the users, on the practice, and to be more precise on our answer for the sport. And during it takes five years that we are one step more in the users. Now we have some 60 different sports, and all different teams work on each passion sport. So that's why it's we are better, and we propose more precise product for our users.
It sounds so interesting. I mean, obviously, the whole area of research and development is very, very crucial to your company and to understanding the needs of the customer. And I'm wondering if we can now maybe focus on the main area of this podcast, which is on the recruitment processes that are required or used by Decathlon to enable the right types of people to come in. So the first question is, how is HR, human resources, embedded into your company?
Yes. So in Decathlon, which is very important, and that's why I love this company, because we have some human researchers, but if you are a team leader, you have the responsibility to recruit your team. Obviously, you can practice advice process with the RH team, but you are responsible. And for me, there is four fundamental points for the recruitment. The first is vitality, because in Decathlon, vitality, dynamic, it's very important for us. Take the taste to dare, to take opportunity, and to propose something out of the box. It's really important for us. The second point is sportive. It's obviously, but all teammates practice sports at different level. Not a problem for that. You can just be a beginner or an expert, but I think that it's really important to practice. And for the company integration, because we spend a lot of time to practice together, so it's important. The third point is the team spirit, because we love and we work a lot of time together, and we have to able to communicate easily with teammates, but with the production team, with the process team. So team spirit is very important for us. And finally, I will say that the last point is concrete, because in Decathlon we have a, I don't know the word, we have a slogan, but we did that we said. So it's very important for us to share this this value, to be a concrete and to go to win.
When you talk about the teams, it's interesting that you say that it's up to the teams to recruit so that they understand best what's required. And I'm wondering, with the shifting fashion tech landscape and the challenges, what kinds of techniques do you use to assess the fashion tech talent that comes to you, the applicants?
In this part, in Decathlon, we have four different kind of jobs. We have some engineer job, and we can say that we have product engineer. So the need is to know the textile process, the knitting, the weaving process, and also all the finishing process, sublimation or printing process. And for this kind of job, it requires project management capabilities. So it's a technical job, but I prefer say that it's a global job. It needs communication skills and project management skills, and also techniques. But on the other part, we have more expert and technical job as a pattern maker. So in the team, we have a pattern maker. So for the moment, all this job is doing in 2D. We begin at the 3D design, but for the moment, 90% of our models are developed in three dimension, in 2 dimension. So this expert skills is very important for us, because in textile part, the fitting, the garment fitting is really really important. And for Decathlon, it's the first reason of unsatisfaction users. So we have to take care, and we have to be more focused on this part.
So when you talk about having the right skill sets and the importance of that, I'm just wondering, if we look then at the interview techniques or recruitment techniques Decathlon use. For example, some of the companies have told us they use hackathons, they use internships, short ways of presenting, team briefs, etc. I'm just wondering, what kinds of techniques do you use, or processes, to try and understand the skills that an applicant has?
Yes.
And to be able to assess
so,
them?
Typically for the expert skills part, I don't have all these skills, so it's difficult for me, for example, because it's my background, to well understand the technical skill. So that's why we use our experts in our team. For example, a pattern maker experience, to do realize some interview with the applicants. So to be simple, for my part, I will more check the human part and the skills, the soft skills of the applicant. And for the technical and expert part, the pattern maker will be more sensitive to achieve this part. And also, it depends on leader. But for example, for me, we realize interview one full day. The morning is about soft skills, and we lunch together. And if it's possible, we practice sports with the team. And in the second part of the day, we have some technical tests with for the applicant. Obviously, this applicant is not alone during this test. He is with the expert, and that's why it's better for us to understand the technical skills of the applicants. And of course, because it's because team spirit is very important for us, different member of the team have the opportunity to meet the applicant, and after that we debrief together about soft and hard skills, and I think it's a good it's a complete solution in a one day, and also all the team is finally responsible to recruit the good one.
Yeah, this wonderful process, really, really interesting, and especially for our listeners to understand how they would experience a process like that. So let's look then at the impacts of the pandemic then, because presumably that did impact how you could look at recruiting. And I wonder, did you learn anything new in the shift to more online digital recruitment methods? And then secondly, are you retaining any of these things that you, these new ideas or skills you acquired by having to move online?
For me, yes, with the pandemic, it's totally different to recruit. But at this time, I don't take the opportunity, or I don't have opportunity to recruit. But I think that digital part, it's not a problem to realize the first and the second interview. To catch and to well understand the motivation and the personality of the applicant, but for me it's important to have a physical to have a physical part. So yes, with the pandemic, it's not easy to recruit, but. For me, with the pandemic, we have it's necessary to have a physical interview to meet the team member, because I don't know, maybe the applicant doesn't love the company value, doesn't love the team member, and vice versa. It could be the same for the recruiters, so it's really important to see each other in a physical way.
I understand that completely, and it's really interesting. I guess what's happened to companies over the last 18 months, and whether anything has transformed. Let's talk a bit about skills again, because you've said in a way that you know, not everybody can have all of the skills that are required when they come in, but we've talked about ideas around, you know, somebody possessing both traditional skills, if we're looking at a pattern cutter, for instance, or somebody who can fit a garment really well. They need very traditional skills, but they also now need the digital skills and the 3D capabilities, and I'm wondering how important it is that somebody does come to you with these mixes of skills. You know, is that important, or are you offering training?
Yeah, this part is very important, because it's I am convinced that all the textile job pattern maker, modelist, stylist, product engineer, method engineer will change in the future, because we have now we have this 3D design, and it's and finally in the design for hard products we already use it. We have some tools, SolidWorks, Cartier, to achieve this part. And in textile, we have some engineer and we have modelist. We have lots of different jobs. And finally, the art skill is not supported by our engineer, but is supported by the pattern maker. And with the this 3D design, maybe it can be change the world. Maybe the pattern maker will have to improve their capability to manage some projects, or maybe it's a product engineer that they have to use this new tools. But at this time, in the textile study and in the world of textile applicants, it's impossible to find someone who has this skill, because in the company, I don't know if in the school it is studied, but in the company, Decathlon and maybe I think Nike or Adidas can use this 3D tools, but it's really finally rare. So in Decathlon now, since 1 year, we offer 3D training for pattern maker, for pattern maker, but also for designer and stylist parts, because we believed that it's the good binome, pattern maker and stylist parts, to achieve the design, the garment design. It's really important that these two person communicate well each other, to find the good line of the product, to obtain the best fitting in the garment. So finally, it's a work team to achieve this design.
So if somebody was looking to Decathlon and wanting to apply, they shouldn't worry if they don't possess all of the skills, because training will be offered as well.
At this moment, the two dimension is very important. So for example, if you are good at Lectra tools, it's perfect for us, because it's important to have the two dimension basics to well succeed in the 3D, because at the moment it's impossible to achieve all the garment design in 3D. At a moment you have to use the two dimension to realize the pattern. So I think that in 2 or 3 years or even less, all will be in 3D, but for the moment we have 3D plus the traditional tools.
You talk a lot about teamwork here to the success of the company and the brands, and you've mentioned soft skills before. So, I mean, obviously teamwork is one of these skills. Are there other really, really important soft skills that you're looking for in the recruitment of applicants?
Yes, so about soft skills, team spirit is a basic for Decathlon. The good communication and the team spirit is fundamental.
So above all, team team spirit and shared
yes,
beliefs and
you,
and
ideas. You cannot only think about you and about your problematic. You always be aware of your environment and of your other team member, because finally it's always a compromise between the supply part, between the method part, between the industrialization part. So it's impossible to just thinking about you and to resolve only your problematics, because so you have to resolve the global problematics to achieve the project.
Yes, and this again is a very important thing for young people to hear as they're considering their futures and applying to companies like Decathlon. And if we could move a little bit to thinking about these fashion tech incubators and startups that you have at Decathlon. I mean, I know this is an area that many companies focusing on fashion tech are exploring. And I wonder, can you say a little bit about how fashion tech and innovation and research and development are embedded into the teams within your company, and how this is maybe altering staff development or staff policy?
In the textile industry, I think that for Decathlon, but for other brand, about and it touches recruitment, but it's important to develop the digital skills, donc, how to develop a garment in 3D, because this is just finally the tool, it's not the target. The tools to achieve to obtain the best price, the best optimization of the fabric consumption, because this is also to reduce our environmental impact. And for Decathlon and for the planet, I think that now we cannot just talk about design, but eco-design. And I am really convinced that 3D tools will, with these tools, will be able to reduce our environmental impact and to be more focused on the material consumption, on the good fitting. And finally, with these tools, it's also possible to reduce our cost. So I think finally the 3D skills is good for reduce and to take care about our planet, but also for to optimize our price and to optimize our process, because we will win a lot of time with these tools.
And I think when I was studying Decathlon a little bit and looking at how Nebaji, for instance, works with a startup company looking at circular design and materials, you know, this kind of research and development idea within a team is very, very important. This is how I understood it.
We study lots of different piece to reduce our environmental impact. We can use recycled materials. So in the future, I don't know if it's a pattern maker or engineer, but we have to develop our skills in this kind of materials. And so I think that it's a one step, recycled materials. I forget, but for me the first step is to design durable products. So how can we increase our durability? I think it's the first and the basic point. If you develop a product and you have to you cannot use it for more than 2 months. It's not possible for the planet. So one point is to make a durable product. The second is to reduce by using recycled materials or minimal waste strategy when we develop garment products. And finally, maybe it's the Graal, but you can imagine that your materials is unlimited by using the circular way. So you produce in recycled materials, and these recycled materials, you can reuse it to produce a new garment with the same or maybe less, I don't know, performance. But finally, you can reuse the material.
If we kind of shift our focus, then to think about the young people or the students currently who may want to look to a company like Decathlon and prepare for an interview process with your company, how would you suggest they could work to better pitch their ideas or demonstrate their skills, present their work, specifically to, in a way, communicate their entrepreneurial mindset and innovative ideas in terms of sustainability and in terms of durable products, etc.?
For the sustainability, I think it's a proper value. So for me, it's really easy to know if it's an authentic value or not. So I think for me, the best way is just to be simple and just to be himself, because I think it's the best thing. And naturally, at this moment, we speak a lot of eco design parts, but eco design can be just some concrete actions in our design, and also it can be more strategical and more large program as the circularity program in Decathlon. But finally, we always switch between local and concrete action and global and the larger action. And finally, when I recruit someone, I really want to know if the applicant has these skills to really quickly switch between local concrete and global larger action. Because our job, it's always like that. We have some operational parts and we have some more strategical. So I think that during an interview, it's really important in Decathlon to have to feel that the applicant have the to feel that the applicant is concrete and to feel that he loves project himself on a strategical point and to see beyond.
And in terms of the portfolio then, because traditionally, a student or an applicant might come to a company with a portfolio of ideas or ways of presenting their ideas. Is the portfolio still important to you, or how would you like to see students' ideas in addition to them presenting themselves at interview?
When I practice on some interview, I have some guidelines in my head, and I really enjoy to let the applicant introduction during a long time and, for the introduction, because it's important that the applicant will be in confident and so the first part it's really for me it's really important to speak about hobbies and sports and what the applicant do outside the professional part, because I'm really convinced that this part is reveal our personality. So the first, so it's important finally in interview outside professional part, it's really important for me. And after during the interview, obviously we speak about the study and the motivation, but to feel the value of vitality, sportivity, and to feel the real personality of the person, I think that the hobbies part is the best.
So the whole person, this idea that it's they are a whole person, is important. They have their focus, and then they have their interests, which relate to sport. And let's look then at this idea of how to attract these young people, and also what then needs to go into a job description when writing up a job. You know, we've talked about how the industry is in flux. The digitalization of process for sustainability and for planet emergency is so important, and we don't necessarily know what competences we're going to need in the future. So how do you propose we write job descriptions? What kind of things can we put into the description to attract the right fashion tech talent?
When we publish a job offer, the most important for us is to know our needs. It can be obvious, but it's the first thing to get the best applicant. There is, for me, in the textile part, we are looking two different kind of job, kind of personality, more expert part and more general skills on project management, to lead people, to lead a project. And it's a different job offer. But the common point is about our value. Sportivity, authenticity, concrete. In the job offer, it's the first part. And I think that this value will attract the applicants, the team spirit. Most of people likes discuss and achieve some projects together. And after, in our job offer, we promote the eco design and sustainability skills and sustainability success too, because we really would like to transform our offer, our range, to be more to preserve our planet. So I think that the new generation are more sensitive about it. And so I think that eco design, sports, and the way to easily change of job of entity. For example, you can work in sports, but you can work in process to be more technique. For example, in the weaving or knitting process. You can switch if you want to the logistic or to the retail parts. I think that it's really attractive too. for if I speak on myself, why Decathlon? Because sports, but also because I can learn lots of things in this company. I can change regularly if I want. The company push you to think about your professional project, and we offer you some training to evaluate in all the time. So, and I think maybe on this new the new generation are focused on eco design and the planet, but we are also I think that we don't like to work on the same company or on the same job for all our life. And in Decathlon, you can it's magic because you can stay in the same company with the same value, and we can move from job to job if you want. But if you want to become an expert, you can become an expert in Decathlon. But you have the opportunity to design for example racket for sports racket or shoes for trail running. I think it's a huge opportunity.
So I think what you're saying here is just to make sure these kind of opportunities are placed into a job description or an advert for a job, so that a young person can see how a future can be shaped within the company. You know, you're saying make sure that you tell them in the job ad about these things. And we're going to move now on to our final question. And this has been a fantastic experience talking to you and gaining these insights. And we're just really interested to hear a little bit on the subject of equity, diversity, and inclusion. It's very, very important these days that companies are recognizing the importance of future success, and that this comes from a diverse workforce. And I wonder how you're working within Decathlon to proactively champion diversity and inclusion in the job descriptions you write, as the first point. And then secondly, how equitable processes for all applicants are ensured in the way they're evaluated that excludes any form of bias?
Yes. For this part, we promote. We are an international brand, so it's really important for us to recruit all multicultural personality, and we look forward. This applicant, because in design we want, and I think it's really a success for us to achieve some bridge between the production zone and the French team, and we develop also the skills in local in our country. So it's really important for us to develop our multicultural personality in the company, because we want to provide, and we want to catch international needs, and the needs of an Australian or the need of African people is different than Japan or Asiatic people. So when we have all this different culture in our company, it's a strength for us.
And recognizing it's a strength, How do you ensure that, you know, the larger community is aware of your diversity within the job descriptions you write. Do you put anything in particular in there to ensure that they're inclusive?
In the our process is to diffuse this job offer on our website, so everybody on all different platforms you can see our job offer for permanent contract, for internship or other. But finally, there is lots of description of this. I think it's finally natural in Decathlon. If you are in the value and in Decathlon, it's finally it's international value. It's a human value. So everybody can share this value. So there is no boundaries of this value. And skills, and for the skills is the same. In Decathlon, finally, soft. I think that between hard skills and soft skills, it's equivalent 50-50. Because you can, I'm convinced that you can change or you can train you to develop hard skills. But your personality is really difficult to change your mindset, to change your personality. Finally, whatever the culture, whatever the country, your diversity, it's your personality is the most important. And what you want to achieve in the company, what are your motivation to join Decathlon?
This is an excellent kind of takeaway from this interview, the fact that personality of an applicant is so important. And I thank you for this great interview today and for giving us such amazing insights, very full, insightful interview. Thank you very much, Audrey.
No problem. Thank you. And I wish all the best for all the applicants. And Decathlon, it's a magic company, so don't hesitate to join us.